Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
There's a little bit more that they can do on there, which I think is fun. It's a fair trade-off.
The school computer thing is very new to me. I don't know much about it. Is it a school-issued computer, or is it one that you bought and then they...
Nah, school-issued.
Well, the school gives everyone computers.
Yeah, the only reason you would buy it is if you broke it, which has also happened in the Wilson household, and I was not happy about it.
School's upcharging you on a bunch of bad computers you don't even want, probably?
Well, it was like the kids lost a charger.
Oh,
and then
really?
All of a sudden, a charger cost $45. That was in Charlotte. And I was like, there's no charger for this computer in the world. It's four generations ago. It doesn't cost $45.
Yeah,
so I bought a new one and brought one for $10 and took it to the school.
Because, of course.
And we called it even.
That's what you have to do in that situation. I had no idea that they were issuing out computers these days.
So, in fairness, I don't... I do love it from the homework perspective.
You used to have to pay for a TI-83 calculator. Remember those days?
And remember how like it was even restricted when you could use those and when you couldn't?
Oh, yeah, but then you play it. I put like Snake on mine, and I used to play the different games. That was a big deal.
Used to spell something on it, then turn it upside down.
That was like a Simpsons bit.
I would do that. Yeah. I'd do it now. You give me a T9.
I think that works with any calculator.
I still enjoy both the calculator and those things that you would spell.
You go into the one in your iPhone and then type it out.
Well, I might have to.
There we go. Just for old time's sake.
So it's pinging back a little bit because we bought them Fire whatevers and I put them both on my account.
Yeah.
And the problem is now like they just registered for Duolingo. I almost said Dua Lipa.
Teaching you languages.
Yes, which is great. Except they both used my actual email account because it just automatically populates. And I gave them specific, I actually like programmed in there specific just for them Gmails that I could see that nobody else can see but me and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Nobody can send to. It's just for them to like do this stuff. And so I have like 50 emails within the last 10 minutes because they're not seeing where the email's going. And I'm overwhelmed right now. Between this and the Browns.
You're Keith yesterday with our Odyssey emails.
That was better.
Inundated with all sorts of emails. Now, at what point
that was
do you
funny because that was Keith.
At what point do you stop looking at them? You look at everyone. You have to with your kids.
I can't. Well, also because I'm waiting for a couple important emails.
Why are there so many emails coming from Duolingo in particular? Is it like every time they do an achievement, does it send you an email?
No. So I think they keep trying to log on, but they can't until... Because they used they somehow changed my to my email, so you can't log on until you confirm it. But I can't confirm it without seeing it.
Okay, just make sure Duolingo didn't like make them log in Spanish and they haven't learned that part yet.
How cruel
would that be?
But here's the thing: this is every time they download a new app, I get a notification, and it's circling me.
Yeah, that's
and
annoying.
Here's the thing: I have to do it. Because I have to keep an eye on what they're doing with that. And I understand this is just part and parcel of being a good dad. We're doing like 50 emails a day.
That's just too many.
It's too many damn emails.
Then you should tell them. Like, you only do like three. You get three downloads a day.
Well, because it's not just that. Like, I don't know if you've ever been on any of these games. You haven't, because that would make you some sort of predator. There are these games that these young girls play, and it's like an online game, and they all are in the same room, and then inevitably drama happens. So it's like, well, our cousin got this girl kicked out because she spelled out this word in the chat, and this girl said this girl was ugly. And I was like, just play the game.
You gave me a headache in 5 seconds.
Yes. Now imagine, because here's the other thing. They also sit next to each other, but then talk about it. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I think you should have twins, is what I'm saying. And even if you just have one more kid, make sure to adopt a kid that's the same age, so you basically have twins.
Yeah,
you'll love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
The most fun, especially if they're girls. It's the most fun.
Yeah.
I don't really understand Daryl having a problem with the fan fest thing.
I like the fan fest thing too. A few years ago, I mean, it's probably at least 13, 14 years ago at this point. I went to Pittsburgh randomly on a day, and. We toured Heinz Field. I thought it was awesome. Not that like the Steelers are that great or anything like that. It was just the idea that you could go tour the field and you could see things. If all this is them letting you go in the press box and you get to go out in the locker rooms and you get to tour the field and you hang out with Joe Hayden, who's against this?
Yeah, and it also, the tickets are free. They're limited, but they're basically first come, first serve basis.
So how
yeah.
are they even making money off of this?
I don't know.
Like,
I really don't.
Get people for $3 hot dogs? Is that really how they're making money? Like, it's all just about... Hey, cool NFL thing. I do think the Browns, listen, this stadium isn't that great, and we all know that. But, like, when they do their Browns Dome, they do the thing in Brook Park, we're going to have unlimited all sorts of tours, right?
They should go full Jerry, right?
Yeah, great point. Jerry, for those that don't know, Jerry makes about $10 million a year, but it's not about the $10 million a year. He charges $20 per an opportunity, and what they do,
which is wild, by the way.
The players complain about it all the time, because anytime they try to do practice or anything, it's all sorts of groups that just constantly are coming in and out and everything, but you get a whole Jerry World experience for $20 a pop, and it's just a thing that he does, and it's awesome, and he loves it. He loves every second of it.
And here's the thing. Miles and Njoku are going to love that, because more people get to see them shirtless working out. Yeah.
Players complain about it all the time with Dallas. Yeah. All the time. But, like, that's part of the idea that, I think good NFL teams should do these type of things, where you give people the access that they don't always get, and you get to see some of the cool parts of having a great stadium and what a team is.
Well, here's the thing. There are going to be spots where that doesn't make as much money, because the fans aren't as rabid. Like, I will say, and I don't know, there's a myriad of reasons why this has happened. I don't feel as connected on any given year with the Browns as I did 10 years ago. Some of that is me personally having worked and watched the organization up close, closer than most casual fans pay attention to.
Yeah.
And that runs a little bit of the magic out of it. Here's the other thing, though. Like, some of it is... The access part of it. And I think this is just,
even we talked about it with training camp, right? How many training camp dates were there this last year? Like six?
Six open to the public, yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And here's the thing. You mentioned the Joe Hayden part of this. Even if it was like a $10 per ticket, something.
Just cover security
five,
costs.
10, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. $5-$10. I just think it's a cool idea.
Because
here's the thing. By the time you get to February, all this vitriol that we've had these last...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
13 weeks, all that. We are going to calm down. We are going to relax. We are going to, and there are going to be certain times where we buck up and we get mad about stuff. That's the way this goes when you're passionate about an NFL team. By the time the Super Bowl comes around, yeah, it would be cool to have like a watch party and to get to see. Like, I just think it's a cool idea, especially if you're watching it in the stadium, especially once you get the dome. Like, being able to watch that on like a huge screen in the actual thing itself, I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the Browns haven't done too many of these things, and they need to start doing more of them. And I think with the new stadium, we'll have a bunch of this stuff. At least I would hope we would.
Can I tell you the only thing that's going to hurt it? If it's the Steelers or Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be great, but then everyone will be rooting against the Steelers or the Ravens. You know, it'll be... It'll be a cool get-together moment from that perspective. I think, Nick, we've been around locker rooms and we have the access. We've had the access for so many years. I just think a lot of people in our business gets jaded to what that is. Like, you got to take yourself back to when you're like 15, 16 years old and think about how awesome it would be to go and do some of this stuff.
I also think as we get older, I'm so glad you mentioned the access part of this because that's one part of it. Whenever I've been in a locker room, whether I've personally liked the team, personally liked the guys in the locker room or not, hasn't mattered. It's never lost on me what a moment that is and how cool, what a privilege that is to be in that space. And here's the other thing. I remember, like, dude, when I was 18 and I got to cover the BG football team for, like, an assignment, I actually got to be in the locker room.
Right? It's cool. It was cool.
Here's the thing. I didn't know I could do this. And when I say this, I mean like the media thing. I had a little bit of self-esteem issues. And, you know, though my dad had been in media, he had been more on the music side and the production side. And my dad hadn't really been in sports media since 97 when he left WRO in Warren. So, like, I knew I wanted to do it, but I didn't think I could. And that little access, that little glimmer, that's the thing that reminded me I could do this. So let's say somebody out there didn't have a parent in media. You just never know what moment, what opportunity you afford young fans or even, you know, teenage fans, whatever. You just never know what's going to spark that thing that could change somebody's life.
It's just cool. That's the bottom line. It doesn't hurt anybody, and you don't have to go. If you don't like it, just don't go. It's fine. But for the people that do and the people that would love it, I do think, especially coming off the training camp, I just think this would be – I think it'd be pretty awesome. And I hope they do it for the new stadium as well. I really do.
If you guys want to learn more about this, VerizonFanFest.com.
Look at this. It's like we're shills for the NFL. But when they do cool things, like, I want to support that.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, it's so easy to be cynical about individual teams, individual organizations. And it's also, it's easy to be cynical about how the NFL just constantly looks for new ways to make money. I get it. Also, occasionally they do just cool things. And I think there's so few things. They're so easy to be cynical about so many things. Sometimes it's okay just to call a cool thing a cool thing. And that's what this is.
Yeah, and I do think the NFL as a whole, I think they've done a good job, whether it is like the draft or different scenarios like that, and trying to move this around to different spots, of understanding that, like, when you make an event free, the longstanding payoff of that, like, it does exist. It is real.
216-474-0092. I do want to know, because the Browns are 3-13, potentially going on 3-14, would that make you less likely to go on these tours on the Super Bowl Fan Fest that the Browns will be hosting on Super Bowl? Not for me, dog. Nope. I actually might more want to go in a year like this because I just don't have a lot of things to hope for because of the way the season's actually gone. In case we missed it, capping off the week's show next right here on 92.3 The Fan.